We continue our learning of the Nishmas Dovid b'Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov b'Pidchos Eliyo. We begin Maseches Temura, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. By way of introduction, the Torah speaks in Parshas B'Chukosai, tells us the following. Lo yachalifenu v'lo yomiro so tov bira o rabitov. Here we're speaking about someone who was makdish an animal as a carbon. He designated a carbon for, let's say, he owed a carbon chatas, carbon ola, carbon shlamim. So the halacha is he's not permitted to exchange, to substitute for that animal that's now kadosh, an animal that's chulin, where he says this behemas chulin, this not unholy animal, Harezu tachas chatazu, or harezu tumuras olazu. This is going to take the place, is going to substitute for the carbon chatas that I designate that's already kadosh. I want to transfer the kedusha, I want to substitute the kedusha with this other chulin animal. So the Torah says you're not permitted to do so. Lo yachalifenu. Not only that, the Torah also says, vim hamer yamir behema behema, if you would do so, v'hayahu usumura soyeh kodesh. It doesn't work. Which means that it's true that the kedusha, there will be kedusha on the new animal, on the chulin animal, but it doesn't leave, the kedusha doesn't leave the first animal. Now both animals are kadosh. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Temura explains, and I quote, v'chein im hikdish behema kedushas haguf. Let's give an example of why this is, that to the reason for, actually we have the right to probe the mitzvos in the Torah. So even though the Torah doesn't give us the reason, we have every right to do so. V'chol masha atayuchol litein tam, litein lo tam, tein lo tam, the Rambam says. So the Rambam claims that when it comes to Temura, person who's makdash a behema kedushas aguf, where there's inherent kedusha right now to bring as a karbon, shema yachzor bo, could be that he's thinking that he wants to retract, the kevon she'enu yachol lifdosa, since he can't redeem it, because once it has kedushas haguf, not kedushas damim, not only that that financially it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it has inherent kedusha, because you designate it as a karbon, so now you can't redeem it. So you may say, okay, I can't redeem it, I want to take it back to use for myself, I want to give the money in its stead, but I can't do that. Okay, so yachalifenu b'fachosa mimena, I'll tell you what, I'll take an animal that's not as expensive, and I'll transfer the kedusha from the animal that I really want to keep for myself, that was makdish, and I realized that I want to retract, and I'll transfer the kedusha. If we allow you to do to, let's say we say no, let's say we're not going to make him do that. We'll allow you though to, we'll give you permission to substitute an animal that's inferior for an animal that's superior. That will allow you to do. No, because if we allow him to do that, yachlif hayafe bara. He's gonna do the opposite, and he's gonna say tovi omar tovu. No, it's really a nicer animal when it's really not. Lefikach sasamakos of funim sholo yachlif. You're not allowed to do so. Doesn't matter what direction, tov bira or rabbi tov ukanasom heklif, and we give you a penalty if you do so. What's the penalty? Your original animal is still kadosh. V'hayahu usmuraso yeh kodesh. V'chol elu hadvarim, says the Rambam, kadei lakof es yitzro, is in order to subjugate your yetzer hara, your evil inclination, ulatakein deosav, and to try to rectify a person's deos, a person's personality traits. So the Mishnah begins like this. Hakol mimirin echad anashim ve'echad nashim. Everyone has, this doesn't mean we're supposed to do so, as the Mishnah will say in a moment, whether men or women, they can cause Temura to take place. This idea of substitution, of where it's not really substituting, but the idea of Temura, where they take an animal that's Kadosh and now try to transfer the Kedusha onto a Chulin animal, that it takes effect, that the new animal is Kadosh as well as the old animals are remaining Kadosh, that can take effect both by men and by women. Lo sha adam rashai lahamir, not that we're permitting you to do so. Ela shem heimir mumar. All we're saying is that obviously l'chatchilu you can't do so. The Torah says lo yachli fenev lo yomiroso. But what it's telling you is that if you do so, it does take effect. And then the Mishnah says, V'sofeg es ha'arbarim. And the person who does so, who does this tamura, who tries to transfer the kedusha, he literally absorbs 40. 40 lashes means that he's going to receive 39 lashes. Why is that? Well, he violates a lo tase, a negative commandment. Doesn't the Torah say, lo yachalifen uv lo yamiro? So the Gemara explains that it's not so simple. Why? Because this seems to be a lav she'ein bo maaseh. This seems to be a negative commandment that has no action. A negative command that has no action, that's just done, let's say, through speech or even passively. So there is no malkos. So the Gemara says, yes, but this is an exception. What else is an exception? We have nishba, someone who takes an oath, well, can get malkos for that, even though that's just speech. A meimir, which is our case, the case of tamura. And a person who is mekalel es chaver b'shem, a person who uses Shem Hashem and curses his friend. That's also dibur, but for that you can be punished as well. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, though, that in fact we can view lo yamir as a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Why? Because it's not just dibur. The dibur has an effect. The dibur makes a maisa in the sense that the animal now is nitfas, seizes, takes hold of the kedusha. That animal that's chulin now becomes kadosh. So that's considered a dibur that creates a maisa, so to speak, creates an effect, creates a consequence, and therefore we view that as a lav sheyesh b'maaseh. The Gemara then there asked another question, and that is, shouldn't this be considered a lav hanitak la'aseh, a negative commandment that's rectified by a positive commandment? A person who steals does not get malchus for the action of stealing because he can return it, because there's a way to rectify it. So a person leaves over from a karbon, he doesn't, that's also a lav sheyesh b'maaseh, but also there's another reason he wouldn't get malchus, because he can rectify it by burning. That's what the Torah says, ba'ish destrofa, last week's Pasha's bow. So here too, the Torah says, don't substitute the kedusha of this kadosh animal with the chulin animal. But the Torah then tells you that it can be rectified. What do you mean it's rectified? It means the Torah says what happens? It becomes kadosh. So the Torah basically tells you it fixes it for you. You did something wrong, but the Torah says, okay, well now you're penalized. So why should it be that a person should get malchus anyway? Shouldn't this be a lav hanita klal? I say. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that because there are two lav in here, there's lo yachalifenu and velo yamir oso, so different words for the word for exchange, for substitution. There's also an asay, the positive commandment. So therefore, a person can get malchus even though this is a lav hanitak la'aseh. The Bartanur says there's another reason why you will get malchus here. This cannot be viewed as a lav hanitak la'aseh all the time. And that's because there are situations where the assay would not apply. He says the following, Shaharei ve'ein kol meimeir or oset tmura. Not anyone who tries to substitute the kedusha will create tamura. Shaharei shutfim v'tzibur. If you have partners or the community, enos in tamura, that would not happen. If there were an animal that were kadosh and partners would now try to transfer the kedusha, so tamura would not take effect. V'kevan de'ein ha'aseh shavel alav. Since the positive commandment, which means the penalty where the tamura will take effect on the chulin animal, is not equal to the lav, it's not going to happen every time you violate the negative commandment. Lo mikri lav hanitak la'aseh. We cannot view this as a lav hanitak la'aseh that's rectified by a positive commandment. A person steals something, he can always return it. So that asay is always going to be there. The asay of the penalty that you will create tamura on the unholy animal that will become kadosh doesn't happen in every case. And that's why a person can indeed get malchus in such a case. Then the Mishnah says, HaKohanim mimirim eshelohem v'Yisrael mimirim eshelohem. I have Kohanim, and they were makdish an animal on their own, so they create tamura on their own. So, and the same thing with the Yisrael. Yisrael has an animal that he's makdish. So if he now creates, he has a behemah schulin of his own and tries to transfer the kedusha, so it takes hold in the kedusha of Temura. Ein ha-kohanim mimirim, lo bechatas, velo ba'asham, velo bebechor. Says the Mishnah, though, a kohanim does not create tamura with a chatas or an asham that a Yisrael gave him to be makrif from him, for him. After all, Yisrael did an aveiruf, which is chayv kares, or several five situations where he may bring a karban asham, a guilt offering, and he gives it to the kohen. And now the kohen, let's say, wants to transfer the kedusha to another animal. That does not work, does not take effect, because a person cannot be tofes tamura with an animal that doesn't belong to him. And not only that, velo bebechor, an animal bechor that was given to the kohen, the same thing. Also, he will not create tamura. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, v'ilchi b'nei ma'ein l'mirin b'b'chor. I don't understand, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Why is it that a Kohen can't transfer the Kedusha of b'chor, or create tamura, that is, to the animal that's b'chor, that's kadosh? He takes a chulin animal, he wants to take the Kedusha on the b'chor and place it on the new animal. Why don't we say that that creates tamura? The Kedusha has been transferred, the b'chor remains kadosh. After all, doesn't it belong to the Kohen? You said, I understand why a chatas and an asham that's given to him by Yisrael to sacrifice, the Kohen can't create tamura because the animal's not his. But the Bechor, although it was born to the flock of the Yisrael, he gives to the Kohen. It's a mammon of the Kohen. So why can't the Kohen create tamura with that Bechor? So Amar Rabbi Akiva, I'll tell you the difference. Chatas va'asham matana the Kohen. Oh, well, I'll explain to you why, and not the difference, I'll explain to you why that's the case. Why a Bechor, in fact, we view as not the mammon of the Kohen, and he can't create tamura. I'm Rabbi Akiva, chatas va'asham matana the Kohen, va'bechor matana the Kohen. I'll tell you, so what happens? The chatas and the asham are a gift to the Kohen, and in what way are they a gift? Well, in the end, although the Kohen, it's not his animal to begin with, he's zoche in the basar. The Kohen gets to eat the meat from the karban chatas and the karban asham. And va'bechor matana the Kohen. And a bechor is also a gift to the Kohen. So we say the following, ma chatas v'asham ein memirim lahem. Just like a chatas and asham, the Kohen cannot create tamura with the chatas and the asham, because we said originally it didn't really belong to him. Afa b'chor, there's a link between the two. In the end, they're both gifts given to the Kohen. Af b'chor, lo yimirenu bo. So too, b'chor, if a Kohen tries to create tamura, it does not, with his chulin animal, it does not take hold, kedusha does not take hold of the new animals. Amar alo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, he says that, well, these are two completely different cases. My argument still holds, which is that b'chor should have the halacha of tamura. It's very different than chatas and asham. Why are you comparing the two? Mali eino meimir b'chatas v'asham she'ein zachin b'hen b'chayehem. Meaning, what helps? In what way is chatas and asham, where we say that they cannot create, he cannot create tamura? You know why? That's because in the lifetime of the chatas and the asham, the kohen does is not zoche in anything. He's only zoche after you makter, you burn the emurim, the fats on the mizbeach. Then he's zoche in the basar. So you can't say the chatas and the asham belong to him. He only gets to eat the meat after your makis mak with the karban, after he burns the emurim, the fats on the mizbech. Then he can eat the meat. So that shows he's not really the owner of those karbanas. That's why he can't create tamura. But tomar b'bechor. But you're going to say the same thing regarding a bechor, shezachim lo b'chayav. There, the bechor belongs to him while it's still alive. The whole thing belongs to him, even before he brings it as a karban. It's his mama. So we gave it to him. So therefore, he should be able to create tamura. Amar lo with the bechor. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responds, v'lo kavar ne'amar b'hayahu usmuraso yihye kodesh. What does the pasuk say? It and the tamura will be kodesh. What's it? It is the carbon itself. And so what does it teach us? It teaches us that we make a hekesh, a comparison between the kedusha of the tamura and the kedusha of the carbon. And what do we learn from there? Heichan kedusha chala alav b'veis habalim. Where does the kedusha take effect on the animal in the house of the owner? When he's makdish the carbon, that's when the kedusha takes effect. Af tamura b'veis b'alim. So too, the tamura, if the owner wants to make, he's not supposed to, but if the owner will create tamura, that'll only takes effect in the house of the Bailim of the Korban, but not in the house of the Kohen. And therefore, only the Baal could be Mamir the Bechor, says Rabbi Akiva. I know it's the Mammon of the Kohen, but only when it's still in the Rishus of the owner can he potentially affect a Tamura of transferring the Kedusha of the Kedusha of the Bechor onto a Chulin animal, where the Chulin will take Kahav Kedusha, and the Bechor, of course, will remain Kadosh. That's only something the Baal is able to do. The Kohen, though, who receives the Bechor from Israel, he cannot do so. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Mimirin min ha-bakar al ha-tzon u min ha-tzon al ha-bakar. So you have, let's say, bakar, cattle that's kadosh, and now you want to do tamura, transfer, violate the Torah, and transfer the kedusha onto tzon, onto sheep, let's say, of chulin. So he'd say, well, maybe that can't create tamura because these are two different species. Says Misha, no. If you try to transfer the kedusha from the bakar onto the tzon, so the tzon now takes effect as kadosh, the bakar remains kadosh, but tamura can take effect. And uminatzon ala bakar, and the reverse is true as well. Min ha'kevasim ala izim, umin ha'izim ala kevasim, from sheep onto goats, from goats onto sheep, min ha'zacharim ala nekevasim, nekevasim ala zacharim, and from Zechara males onto females, females onto males. How do I know all this? Because the pasuk says, "V'hamer yamir behema bivehema," one animal onto another animal. All of these are considered an animal. Now, the structure of the Mishnah seems to be teaching us the bigger chiddush first. So this isn't sometimes the Mishnayos have it that way. And the Mishnah is basically saying you can do tamura from bakar to tzon, tzon to bakar, and it goes without saying that you can do kvasim onto izim and izim onto kvasim, because we've mentioned in the past that goats and sheep are often in the same category. The carbon pesach can be brought either from a keves or an aes. So the same thing. So the Mishnah is structured in such a way that the bigger chiddush, the bigger novelty, was mentioned first. And then the Torah says, then the Mishnah says, min hatamimim al ba'alei mumim umi ba'alei mumim alatmimim. Here also the Mishnah says that you're able to create tamura from an animal that's unblemished to an animal that's blemished. So let's say you have an animal that has no blemish at all, and then the chulin animal has a blemish, so you want to transfer the kedusha onto the chulin animal. So what happens? The original animal, unblemished animal, remains kadosh, and the chulin animal becomes kadosh as well. And the reverse is true as well. Shnei Amar, where do we see this? But pasuk says lo yachalifenu v'lo yamiro. So Tov bira o ra betov. So what's good with a bad one? Bad with a good one. So the Chachamim assume that tov bira is where I have a behema tamima. I have, that's the tov, an unblemished animal of chulin, where I want to transfer the kedusha of a baal mum of kodesh. So that's tov bira or ra betov. That's a baal mum, that's the ra of chulin. I want to transfer the kedusha from a tamim animal, of a tamima animal, an unblemished animal, so that's kadosh, onto the chulin. It can create tamura in either way. And the pasuk then says, vim hamer yamir v'hayahu u'smaso yekodesh. So if it's tov bara betov, and tov is without blemish, rise with blemish, and it says, if you do so, it's going to be kodesh. What do you see? That kachim bale mumim can make tamura, and tamura will take effect as well. They can make tamura, and it will take effect bale mumim. Ezu rotov bira. So the Mishnah explains what's considered what's the baal mum that where the Torah speaks about tov bira. So it's not every case of baal mum. Tov bira, once again, this is where the baal mum, that's the ra, is kadosh, and you want to now transfer the kedusha from that to an animal that's tov, to an animal without a mum. So the Mishnah says, "Bale mumin shekadam hegdeshon es mumam." The baal mum, holy animal, where we say that can create tamura onto a chulin animal, is where the mum developed after you were makdish the animal. You makdish the animal, it's holy, and then it developed a mum. You want to transfer the kedusha of that to a chulin animal? It will take effect. The tamura will take effect. But if the mum was there before you were makdish, which means it had a permanent mum before you even designated as kadosh, so then that can't make tamura, because there's that animal itself started out as a baal mum even before you were makdish. Now, the Gemara says that these halachos are derived from the language of the pasuk. The pasuk says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamira, so it says, tov bira or ra bitov. So we're focusing on the word tov bira, and the word bitov, or ra bitov. So we learn from there the following. It's really extra, one of the words is extra, because the pasuk could have said, lo yachlifenu, actually, both are extra. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamira, so bira. Oh, Rabbo. So I don't really need to mention the Tov at all. That's the way we started out with the Tov. So you could have just said, Lo Yomiro So Bira, Orabo, with it. So what? So the word Tov comes to teach us that even if you do Tumura Al HaTov, you get Malkos, which means even if you do Tumura from a Balmum animal onto a good animal, that onto an unblemished animal, you're going to get Malkos. And the word Bitov is there to teach us that it's only Tov Mei Karo Ose Tumura. Only when it was Tov, it was good from to begin with. What does it mean? The animal, when you were Makdash it, the animal was a Tamin. And only then would it be got a mum. But if Ra Meikara, which means the had the mum there before you were even Maktish it, then it cannot create Tamura. Then the Mishnah says, Mimirim Echad Bishnaim, Ushnaim Be'echad. Tamura can take effect where you have, let's say, one animal of Chulin and two Kadosh animals. And you say, Hare Behema Zu Tamuras Elu. This Chulin animal is going to be the Tamura, the substitute of these two holy animals. So the halacha is that chulin animal becomes kadosh. Those two animals remain kadosh. It can happen even though it's 2-1. And shnayim be'echad as well. Let's say you have two chulin animals with one kadosh animal. And you say, I want the kedusha harei behemos elu tumurazu. These two chulin animals will become the substitute of this kadosh animal. The kedusha will transfer to both of the chulin animals. And of course, the original animal remains kadosh as well. Echad b'meo mea be'echad. The same thing would be true. I have one animal of Chulin and 100 animals that are Kadosh. Or 100 animals of Chulin, one animal of Kedusha. The same halachos of Tumura will apply. Where's that from? The Gemara brings a price that it says Behema, Bivehema. Behema is a general term for many animals or even a single animal. And therefore, you could do Tumura with Behema, Bivehema. That can be 1-100 or 100-1. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Nimirin Ela Echad Be'echad. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Only one behema of chulin with the behema of kodesh shenamar v'hayahu usamuraso mahu miyucha. Just like the word who means one kodesh animal af tamuraso, so to the tamura, the exchange, the substitute is miyuchedes, is only one to one, and that's it according to Rabbi Shimon.